what I'm talking about today? No? That's okay. I put a title on it called The Fortress. And I'll explain a little bit more about what I mean by a fortress with some of the examples I brought up here today. Do you know what a symbol is? Or have you heard the word symbolism? You probably heard the word, but it's kind of hard sometimes to attach a meaning to it when you're young. As you get a little older, you kind of get some experience and you understand what words are. Well, I brought a couple things today that I want to share with you that are symbols. Now, what is this a symbol of? Anyone?
Cross.
A cross. And what does a cross mean for many people? Does anyone have an answer? The cross? What does a cross mean to a Christian?
It means crossing around stuff, and it's a cross.
A cross.
It does. It can mean that.
It's the cross.
Yes. It means salvation. Who do we know, or who do we study about in our Sabbath schools and the Bible that died on a cross? Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, for many people, they would use this to remind them that Jesus died for them. And so it's kind of a symbol that they would place around the home or church to keep that in their thoughts. Now, I have another thing here. It's kind of a symbol. Can anyone see that? Can you see what that is?
It's a box.
Yeah. What is this?
A school.
A school. Very good. Which school is that? Right. Now, is this a modern picture?
Yes.
Kind of? Maybe, could it be a drawing?
It is.
Is it really? Yeah, it looks more like a drawing, and maybe they put crayons or they colored it in. Does the school really look like this?
Yes.
Not quite, but kind of. So it kind of symbolizes what RJA might look like or was going to look like. And this was back in 1962. That's forever. But that's kind of where, you know, the school probably set out in the country with some hills.
When did they build that country?
Oh, I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. Now, there's one other item, and I want no fair for those students up there that already know this answer. Let's see if the little ones. Have you ever seen this piece of paper?
Maybe.
You have? What is it?
It looks like a different school.
It looks kind of old.
It's made of paper and it's a little bit old.
Yes.
And it got all these letters.
What are all these?
No.
What's all this down here?
They're
people's signatures. Somebody signed this.
Yeah, it's a signature.
Yeah. Now, what does this say up here? Can you read this?
Big scroll map.
Okay. Big scroll map is what that says at the top. Thank you. I did not know that. This is a declaration, they call it. Do you know what the real name is of it?
Declaration.
Yes. And whose independence is it? Do you know that? Ours. When we were a very young country, back in George Washington's time, they had a disagreement with the people that were running that country, and they decided to move on. And in order to do that, they needed to make a document to let everyone around the world know that they were moving on. And they call this the Declaration of Independence. And this is a symbol to those of us who are Americans and who live in the United States of what happened a long time ago that lets us meet and worship today. So it's a symbol to us. And one more, I forgot back up here by my chair. The most important symbol is, what is this book? The Bible. And what does the Bible tell us? It tells us about God and about Jesus and what they want for us and how they want us to live and the kind of people they want us to be. And so this is a symbol of God's love because he sent it down to us in a written form that we can read and study every day. So that's why it's important for you, as you grow up, to spend some time reading and understanding what's going on in this symbol, the Bible. Thank you so much. I'll let you go back and pick up your offering.